Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I should report to you what just happened here. You know, the Padres are playing the Mets. There is someone who claims to be a Mets fan here.
Claims.
But only one of us was watching the game.
Yeah.
And it was me.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Mets fan.
Oh, that would make two of us.
And though. I have a Padres hat on today. So what is going on here? You weren't even watching. And the Mets, so Buck and I are going, oh my God, look at that. Mets have just dropped 5 on him in the first inning.
And I turned.
And you didn't even know it.
I turned. I went, what? I looked today and it said 7:10 first pitch.
This is a critical game. Why would they play at 7 in New York?
Didn't even think about it. When I saw 7:10, I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that they were still at home. Oh, by the way, Padres, suck at 5-0. Although that being said, much like then they were up 4-0, I said by the fourth inning they would be down 6-4. So I'm going to say by the seventh inning, the Padres will be up 7-5 in this ballgame.
Who's pitching for the Mets tonight?
Clay Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're only going to run him maybe two or three, and then they're going to, I think, Manaea.
I am going to say, I'm going to be a little more optimistic.
Yeah.
I think it gets tied up. I'm not going to say that the Padres are leading 7-5 in the eighth inning, but I think it gets tied up. So over the weekend, there was a football game between Cleveland-based Case Western Reserve.
What?
And Indiana-based Wabash. Okay, so they played. Division III.
Okay.
Okay. Now, why am I bringing this up?
It's a
because
good point.
It could have been a first in college football history. No one really knows.
Yeah.
But there were storms in the Indianapolis area.
By the way, there were, did you notice that four or five of the prominent games were in multiple hour weather
Big
delays?
Big Midwest storms last Saturday.
USC's was delayed. Obviously, Oregon State's was delayed. It was just every time I looked up, someone was delayed.
Well, Miami also had some down
Miami
there.
Yeah, Miami had it, yeah.
That one was delayed. But storms in Indy, the game starts, and it was about an hour late because of weather. Case Western, 14-7 lead, first quarter. Big lead over Wabash, okay? Just before halftime, I think, I don't know, not that it matters, but they one of them tied it up. Okay,
sure.
21 all. Second half gets started. A minute into the action, lightning and heavy rain moves in.
Sure.
So the school officials from Wabash and Case, what did I say? Western Reserve. Case Western Reserve decided to move the game mid-game. They went 2 miles away, 5-minute drive south to Crawfordsville High School, Indiana.
That's a, you can
you just, can do
you
that.
You can just move 2 miles away and call it good.
Well, they were looking at the radar and the weather patterns, and both schools said, "Yeah, if we go down there, we'll be able to finish this bitch off."
Oh my God!
And they did. They loaded up the teams on the buses and moved the game.
But I would not think that 2 miles would make the difference between. Hey,
they must have just been on the edge of the storm.
I guess. So,
I thought it was that once it was clear to resume, the place they were initially playing did not have lights, and the high school did, and that's why they went there.
It doesn't say that here.
I thought that was part of the story, but
I love
maybe
it.
Wrong.
They were talking about the radar.
What place doesn't have light? What are we, Wrigley Field from 1986?
D3 plays? I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
God bless Division III football. So you just pack up and
pack them up.
They're like, we went and played at a high school.
And it's not the first, apparently it's not the first time they've done that.
Did all like 7 fans like go with them?
Yeah, I don't know about the fans. It doesn't say anything about the fans in here.
Is their fans?
Probably not.
Like, what's the Division III schools around here? Like, what's the...
Linfield?
Because I know, like, there's NIA, and then there's Division III, and like, what? Like, what's a Division III?
Pacific?
Do they have, I don't think they have football.
Willamette?
There you go. Willametta.
Willamette University.
So, by the way, didn't the little general wasn't. Didn't we talk about this? Wasn't Cooley a
Lewis and Clark?
Lewis and Clark.
Oh, it was Lewis and Clark.
George yeah. Fox and Pacific are all D3.
Oh, Lewis and Clark. Okay.
Okay. So
is Linfield
at the
and Willamette.
So Linfield actually has fans. I was going to say, at the average Lewis yeah. and Clark football game, how many people are there?
Lewis and Clark?
Yeah.
Stadium's right by my house. I should go.
You want to take a... on a Saturday, can you take a look?
7,500? I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't know.
So it says that... I'm looking here.
Lewis and Clark football attendance?
Griswold Stadium. Clark W. Griswold Stadium, which is their actual stadium. It has a capacity of 3,500 people.
Okay.
Single ticket prices, $20 for a reserve seat, $12 for a general admission.
Is that a little high?
$12.
$20. You said 20.
For a reserve seat.
Well, I like reserve seat. I don't.
I'm guessing you can spend the $12 and walk down to wherever you want to sit. So I'm asking, are there 1,000 people?
No.
At a Lewis and Clark football?
1,000? No.
1,000?
No.
500?
No. I just gave you my thoughts. I said 100.
50, can 50 anyone to 100. Please give me a real, like, is there has to be a Lewis and Clark, someone's got a kid that plays there. I need to know. So if we move the Lewis and Clark game, we're like, hey, this isn't going to work. We're moving this to Camas. We're going to drive.
It's a long way, but okay.
It's 25 minutes.
I know, but if they needed to move the game, there's closer high schools they can play than Camas.
I just was thinking we move away from the weather. Fine, you got to go play out in Happy Valley. We're moving to Clackamas, for heaven's sakes.
Okay.
We're going to go play at Clackamas Stadium. How many people make that drive?
Well, I think parents.
The friends and family.
Yeah.
100?
Maybe some girlfriends.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 70, 70, 50, 65, 69. Maybe so, not even that. Nah, 35.
I love small-time football like that. It just,
Hey, it's community.
It's community. I kind of want to go see a Lewis and Clark game. Me and my buddy were at the Timbers game this weekend, and the Portland State Vikings are playing a game at the Timber Stadium later this year in October. I'm trying to remember who they're playing. But they're allowed to play one game a year. And we were debating the attendance at that game. Because he's like, oh, it's like we...
Ooh, I have the attendance.
For Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, it's on their box score.
And so this is paid attendance. So you know it's not going to be... But we'll ballpark it, right? What do we got?
They just played George Fox.
Mm-hmm.
A feisty 38-10 win.
Another local team. Local so you teams. Might get some local so this some should, George
this
Fox
should
fans,
be double
too.
The attendance.
Beautiful day, 74 degrees.
Yeah.
Weather, sunny.
Yeah.
1,079.
Okay.
At all Lewis right. and Clark.
Hey!
Way better than I thought.
Way better than you thought. Now,
sorry,
that's LNC. That's two local teams.
Yeah. Well, they've only played one home game, so I can't give you... Yeah. Maybe I can go to last year. Let me see.
So...
Stand by.
So we were playing... When Portland State plays their game in October... At the Timber Stadium, because they kept advertising that, and my buddy was like, "Dude, we should go."
Here we go.
And he's like, "That place is going to be packed." And I said, "To hell that is! That's going to be packed." So now we have a debate going on how many people are going to show up at the Portland State game at the Timbers.
Okay, so November of last year,
yeah,
the last game, Lewis and Clark got a gritty 35-7 win over Willamette.
That is gritty
at Griswold Stadium.
Yeah.
Again, November 16th. Now, it even has... They have great box scores, by the way. Their weather, cloudy.
Yeah, okay. Football weather.
Kickoff time, 2:30 on the 16th of November. 1,296 people.
So we can say pretty confidently that their paid attendance, 1,200, so there's probably 900 in the building.
That was probably senior day.
Yeah, okay. I feel pretty good about that. 1,000 people. So again, I ask you, Portland State, at the Timber Stadium, at Providence Park... I put the over-under at 3,000. And he thinks the allure of just it being in the city. And I'm like, so you're saying the only thing keeping people from going to Portland State games is driving to Hillsboro?
Well, they used to play there.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah, they used to play. It's the same thing. It's that's old Civic Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll get... So they get... What do they get now, you say?
I don't... Who the hell... I ask, does Portland State get that many more people than Lewis and Clark? Who goes to these things?
No, I think it's about the same.
Right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was he saying? He's saying that
he's claiming
he thinks there's going to be a lot more.
Yeah, he thinks there's going to be like 6, 7, 8, 9,000 people. He's like, oh, there's going to be thousands.
Maybe. Who are they playing again?
I have to look it up.
Maybe.
They play one game a year and they're putting at the Timber Stadium.
Well, they certainly have. Well, one, he's right. Downtown, that stadium, that's different.
So you're just going to be walking around and be like, hey, Portland State's playing.
Well,
let's go.
I just think there's a lot of people that don't drive out to their games because, like, why? But playing in downtown where they used to play, it's like, oh, okay, we'll go watch Portland. I mean, Portland State has a much bigger fan base than Lewis and Clark.
Do they?
Yeah, they should.
Have you seen Portland State?
By the way, last year on the 19th of October, Lewis and Clark, another feisty 51-37 win over Pacific. They drew 1,917. So you get a couple thousand out there.
Trying to find myself some.
I think Portland State gets more. Yeah, I do.
Over, under, I think we put it at 3,000. You going to take the over? Say more than 3,000 people go into that. Because he was like, dude, we need to go to this. And I said, dude, the only reason I would go to this is to see how awkward it looks, having no one in that stadium. And he goes, oh, no.
All right, I've got a data point.
Okay.
The Portland State Vikings played a game at Providence Park in 2018, so pre-Pandy, but the attendance was 4,375 when they played Northern Colorado.
Well, so that's kind of in between both of you guys.
So we're getting close.
You're saying 3,000 because they're worse now.
Yes. I said I put the over-under at 3,000 and I took the under. And he thought I was crazy.
So they play at Hillsborough Stadium. Tarleton State, remember they lost to Tarleton State 42-0.
Yeah.
The attendance for that game was 1,948. So about the same as Lewis and Clark.
And here you are saying that they had way more fans than Lewis and Clark.
Well, they should.
Well, they don't.
I think they do.
What was the attendance? That's a very Lewis and Clark attendance.
That's one game. I'm saying Portland State has a bigger fan base than Lewis and Clark. Come on.
No, they
don't. That cannot be argued. Look,
I think it can be argued.
No, it can't. Look, Portland State
it's being argued right now.
They suck right now, okay? So if they play, I'm going to go over.
You're taking over.
I have faith. All over right. 3,000 right. When they play at, what do they call that stadium?
Providence.
Providence Park.
Are you kidding me?
Ooh. This could tilt it. Dude, they're playing the University of Montana.
Well, there'll be 3,000 Montana people
there.
Yeah,
they travel
alone.
Well.
Herein lies the question. More or less? I think we need, this is going to get turned
way
on.
Way more.
There will be more Montana fans there than Portland State fans, and it's going to be at least double.
I was going to say at least 2-1, if not worse.
There will be more Montana State. I will say it will be closer to 50-50, and I will say now over
3,000.
Definitely.
All right.
Deaf. Most deaf.
I didn't realize.
Will Portland State score?
Is Montana good? Montana's good like every year, but I don't know how good they are.
Did you say Montana State or Montana?
I think it's Montana.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Portland State scores.
I think they scored 3 points last game.
Great.
Yeah.
Did they play?
Ooh. So this
we
is
have to go.
This is Portland State so far. 42-0 Tarleton State, 69-0 BYU, 50-20.
You think BYU hit 69 on purpose?
Yes. And by the way, BYU they were making jokes about it. They lost to North Dakota 50-20.
Shut up.
But they did score 20, and then at Hawaii, get this. They only gave up 23 points. Defense getting better. But they scored 3.
Boy, that's an indictment on Hawaii.
Yeah.
They only got 23 points.
They have scored 23 points all year. Yeah. No. Oh, by the way, November 15th, it's going to be nice and cold and rainy there at Providence Park.
Somebody said skedaddle.
You think 1,000 Portland State fans are showing up in the rain when that team's over? That might be all Montana fans. That might be
80-20.
Wins the game?
November 15th.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out. Listen, we're way over. We got to go. In the news. Are we yet in the news?
Yeah, I think
that's correct.
Yeah. Is Mount St. Helens erupting? Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.